Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Dacia Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 11, 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported favorable news that the kerosene oil shortage of the previous week had been eased. For at least a week, the situation was becoming concerning, but with the arrival of the oil tanker Rufina en route from Trinidad, the fears of many were put to rest. Agents of the Shell Company and Esso Company revealed that the tank had been unloaded and deliveries were underway. Many Barbadians breathed a sigh of relief at this news, including service stations, shopkeepers, and customers alike. Some shop owners admitted that while they had not received their week's supply as yet, they were fully aware of the high demand across the country. With this in mind, they were certain that business would be much easier this coming week. Just a few days prior, on January 7th, there were queues of people at every service station on the island well after 5 p.m. Containers in hand, these individuals were hoping for even a small supply of the precious commodity. According to the Advocate, Fort Royal Garage Limited was bombarded by householders desperately looking for the fuel. Mr. V. Bailey of this enterprise noted that it took just a couple of hours for their daily quota to be exhausted. Meanwhile, Mr. A.J. Hunt of General Traders Limited credited the shortage to the delay in arrival of the tanker. This, coupled with the high demand for fuel during the festive season, made for a dire situation in the first week of the year. The acute nature of the shortage was reiterated by cyclists who had spent hours during the previous week riding around in search of oil. One revealed to the Advocate that had he not found a half gallon of fuel after his search, he would have certainly had to annoy his neighbors because his lamps were all empty. Another admitted that he had left his residence at 9 o'clock that morning with one mission, that being to secure oil, despite still not having any success. After 4 hours and feeling the pangs of hunger, he refused to return home until this mission was accomplished. This desperate hunt by many was linked to the value of kerosene oil during this period. It was crucial for cooking, as many householders used it as fuel for their stoves. The oil was also a source of light when used to power kerosene lamps. Thus, the ability to carry out essential day-to-day tasks would have been difficult if oil supply remained low. Thankfully, an oil crisis was avoided, and the shortage was relieved, as reported in the Barbados Advocate on this day, January 11, 1950.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.